Blog Talk Radio.
Don't even waste the time with the music, man.
Yeah, sorry, I kind of dozed off there for a second.
Well, I stayed up for this shit.
Yeah, man. I know. I fell asleep. Anyway, I turned off the music, y'all. This is Smirnoff Live, Tuesday, the 15th of March, 2016. This is about Supergirl last night. It was a hell of an episode.
Dude, let me tell you something. First of all, my favorite Superman or Supergirl stories, but my favorite type of stories are Red Kryptonite stories, okay? These are the best. When they're done right, like last night's, I swear, dude, I think Red Kryptonite is the perfect lesson, dude. I think it has the perfect lesson in it. Don't take a nice and powerful person for granted, Superman or Supergirl. Don't take them for granted because you never know. They could snap one day and break your neck, you know?
Yeah, and she just, like, totally acted like a bitch and didn't
I
care.
I love
and...
how she put. I honestly was wishing they would have drug it out a little longer because I loved her. She played that character well that way, dude. Like, oh, my God. She let her sexuality out a little more, if you notice.
Oh, yeah, she's so hot.
But she proved she can play. She proved, you know, that she can play sexy. I can't wait.
And still be classy at the same time. It wasn't like slutty. It was like the perfect
mix. Let me tell you something. She was hot. She was sexy in that all black outfit.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it was covering up her whole body. But her hair and her face. No glasses, just her hair and her face, just the way her face looked. Oh, my God. Just so fucking beautiful. I loved how she played it. I just love Red Kryptonite stories. I've loved them since I first saw one and read one. They are fucking awesome, dude. You're able to have the Boy Scout or Girl Scout be the bad boy. I love it. It was a really good episode. It was paced well. I love seeing Martian Manhunter in action. That was pretty badass, dude.
Yeah, and he got caught, you know, being, you know, Hank Henshaw and
being John Jones, man. He became John Jones, and he's out of the proverbial space closet now.
Yeah, so he's kind of caught in the middle, and Max Lord came back and saved the day again.
But he created the red fucking kryptonite. I mean, and if you notice, there was a nod from Superman 3 in the movie.
Oh, yeah, with the breaking of the bottles and the...
Yeah, with the bar.
In the bar.
At the bar.
Yeah.
Even with the nuts, when she swings them, that was a reference to Superman 3. I was in fanboy heaven right there. I was just like, yes, this just happened, you fabulous bitch. This just happened. Oh, my God, I want to fuck her and hug her at the same time. You have no idea. I fucking love Red Kryptonite stories, dude. They did this one right, dude. The Bizarro one, they didn't get off that right. There have been hit and misses, but I thought Brainiac, that's the one. I thought last night's episode was a hit. It didn't overdo with the action. It had just right amount of story. Kat Grant's got to be a fucking moron. How can she? I know they tried to trick her with the double, you know, with Supergirl and
But
Akira.
She has no nail.
I mean, come on.
I mean, how does she not know that Kara and Supergirl is the same person?
I mean, she had to know that that was a trick before. I mean, I know they tricked her, but come on. I mean, Lois Lane now knows Superman is Kal-El, is Clark Kent in the movies. How can she, how can Kent Grant not know? I mean, it's kind of, I know we got to suspend disbelief here, but come on.
So what about the upcoming, you know, crossover episode?
I can't wait. I can't wait for the Flash to return. I mean, you know, they're, the Legends of Tomorrow has grown too. Gotham, by the way, Gotham had an episode last night. I watched it this morning. Gotham was fantastic. I wish they wouldn't fuck with it. They're going to bring back Jada Pinkett Smith, dude. That she was... I wish they wouldn't fuck with what they're having right now, dude. They have the perfect storylines going right now, and they're going to fuck it up. They're going to pull a WWE by throwing in a fucking wrench, dude.
Yeah, this is one of those things.
They're,
but,
you know,
yeah,
and...
The
you know what I'm talking about,
the
type
just...
of wrench. It's, you know?
Yeah.
You know, You know the WWE likes to throw a wrench with a nice storyline that's happening, you know, and then all of a sudden, what do? They throw in Triple H.
Well, I mean, given all the plethora of injuries, I mean, they'll still go
through
guys.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, though. You know, I'm talking
right,
about a nice storyline.
Right, I know what you're talking
you
about.
Know, between, let's just use it between two words. Let's use that example. Let's say CM Punk and Daniel Bryan, right? They got this great storyline going, a nice rivalry. You know, there's some team-ups, you know, what have you. And then what do they want to do? They want to throw in, they want to throw in Triple H, or they want to throw in The Rock, or they just... Who? Give me something. Give me a wrestler that no one likes right now.
Roman Reigns.
So they want to throw in Roman Reigns, okay, into the stew. Even though the storyline is great. I mean, right now on Gotham, they got the storyline between young Bruce Wayne. He just ran away from home. He's gone from home. He confronted his parents' killer. You know... They got the Penguins, just got released out of the mental institution, and now they're going to bring back Jada Pinkett Smith after they supposedly killed her off. So ever since she left the show, it's pretty good. Now, we have the Flash and Supergirl crossover this month, same month as Dawn of Justice. You know, it's going to be epic.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait
for
the...
You get to see the Flash, dude. You get to see the Flash in action. You get to see why I love the Flash character on the CW so much.
I tried checking out some of his episodes, and I'm just, like, blown away.
You know, and then we have... And it's going to be tied in, you know. I know they're going to loosely tie it into, you know. I mean, we have the Flash, we have Legends of Tomorrow, we have the Arrow. Supergirl right now is in that universe. If this Flash crossover does well, dude, holy shit. We're going to get some more epic crossovers, dude, with Supergirl, dude. I honestly know this is going to sound weird, but I hope there's some sexual tension between the Flash and Supergirl.
Yeah.
You know they're going to race. you know they're going to race.
Yeah, but the Flash is still technically faster.
Yeah, but you know they're going to race. They're going to do it. Because, you know, super. The rivalry has been for years. Who's faster, Superman or the Flash? You know they're going to take that rivalry. They even posed for photos when the Supergirl show first got announced of them pretending to race. You know that's gonna they're gonna have a race. I can't wait to see how they work this thing out, man. Because you know, Earth 2, you know, there's multiverses. I don't know if they're gonna be doing the multiverse. I don't know if Barry Allen's going to show up at National City. I don't know if Kira's going to end up in Central City. I don't know. I'm anticipation, man. This is anticipation, dude.
Yeah, because you can't wait to see the movie.
I can't wait to see the TV show crossover. The movie is like, whoa. But this crossover is epic. We get to have our peanut butter with our chocolate.
Wow, peanut butter and chocolate. That's a hell of a combination.
Oh,
yeah. Peanut butter and jelly. Yeah.
Peanut butter and jelly is good, too.
Yeah.
With peanut butter by itself is fantastic. But I digress. So tonight, how long do we have left?
What, 2 weeks?
No, I'm talking about on the episode. How long do we have left?
Oh, we got a couple minutes. Go ahead.
All right. What was happening? I came in the middle of the live show that you were doing. Who are you yelling at?
Oh, the live podcast. I was yelling about the stuff that I was going on with the apartment complex, and then I started talking about some family members that pissed me off. And
okay, I get it. Family. Yeah, I get it. I know exactly. By the way, for anybody that's listening, Crimson's Chronicles episode Femgirl has broken over 7,000 views. My video I released last week has broken 7,000 views. Over 7,000. It's getting up there. And 500 I think 28 likes. Only 6 dislikes, dude. So we have finally broken the 7,000 mark on my channel. Glick and Markinson Productions on YouTube. Check it out. Crimson Chronicles Femgirl episode. He goes after Femgirl for her tweet. It's very entertaining. People seem to like it. The video is blowing up. And hopefully my next video makes the news because we're going after somebody very famous right now. But check us out, glickmarkpro.com. And and if anybody out there wants to get into comics and you have a smartphone, you should go to Comixology, or if you're a DC fan, read DC Entertainment. They have a digital first series of books. They're 99 cents each. Right now, I've been getting Supergirl digital first, okay? They're 99 cents each. It's based on the TV show. They have 4 chapters so far. I'm also getting the Wonder Woman 77 one and Batman meets Man from U.N.C.L.E. as well. They're digital first. They're only 99 cents. If you want to get into comics or you like digital comics, I recommend that the Supergirl, it's based on the TV show, Supergirl comic. And it looks just like the TV show, but it's you know, spin-off storylines from the TV show. It so far what I've been reading has been pretty good every week.
Yeah, I can't see why they wouldn't get, you know, a nod for season two.
They already did get it. Yeah. And I love the comics that have been based on these TV shows. It's like extension of the world, you know. I'll be reviewing the stories probably our next episode. I'll be reviewing, you know, their chapters, the first few chapters, our next episode of the books. So I'm excited for this crossover. Last night's episode, I hope they keep on the same course, you know. They made Red Kryptonite hers, you know what I mean?
Right.
I've read other stories and I've watched other stories of Red Kryptonite, but she took that characteristic, and I give her a 10, dude, for how she played it, you know? The effects were awesome, too. The effects were flawless, I thought. What did you think?
Yeah, definitely. The effects were right on point. It's like you said, they didn't overexpose anything, but they kind of kept it medium, you know? It was kind of like...
they had some nice mid shots, which I'm a fan of, where, yeah, we see her floating, but it's not, you know what I mean? They did it right. They played it off right. She did a fantastic job. I loved how she played it. I don't know how else I can say it. Just, I want to fuck her and cuddle with her at the same time. You know, Wynn, poor Wynn, though, he lost his girlfriend.
Yeah, but that was Carr kind of hating on her. You know,
yeah,
deleting that email and then giving the email to Kat. Yeah, that was kind of like, well, that was kind of like old girl's upcoming, you know, because she had that coming. But I have a feeling she's going to come back.
Oh, yeah, you know, but I just think, and I like the fact Perry White was mentioned. That's very cool. You know, in the Man of Steel movie, he's played by Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah. He does a hell of a job at it.
Yeah, I hope they keep on the quality of episodes as of last, you know what I mean? I hope, cause, you know, it seems like every other week has been a, you know, dull episode or so, you know, so I just hope they stay consistent from now on. I hope that crossover is awesome. How could it not be? It's the fucking Flash and Supergirl on the same episode.
Yeah, it's going to be epic.
Live action. I mean, come on. I mean, I can't wait till both those shows get out on DVD. Oh, my God.
Get a lot of the DVD extras, stuff you didn't see, you know, deleted scenes and stuff like that.
I mean, there's got to be a commentary for that episode. I mean, come on.
Or at the first episode. I don't know. They probably have commentary for that one.
Oh, of course they do. They always have commentary on the pilots. Yeah. I can't wait. I'm a fanboy. Okay. I'm a comic book fanboy. Kiss my ass, haters.
Hey, it is what it is, man.
Anticipation. Okay, how much time do we have left?
Got about 3 minutes.
All right. 3 minute warning. Hey, you know I've been watching on YouTube?
Oh, what have you been watching?
I've been watching a lot of, it's funny, a lot of wrestling culture. It's called wrestling culture, I guess, or buzz culture or something. And this British guy, has the list of, 10 things WWE does not want you to know about Stone Cold Steve Austin, you know? Or...
Oh, I've seen that.
I find some of these stuff. I'm thinking, and I'm watching some stuff about some storylines they're talking about, and I'm just like, why can't they have those storylines again? I love the ruthless aggression era. I'm realizing this. I know people love the Attitude Era. I lived through the Attitude Era, of course. I watched it from the very beginning. I'm finding I like the ruthless era even more. I know that might be an unpopular thing, but I'm finding the ruthless aggression era was pretty fucking awesome. You know, it's just ruthless aggression. Oh, you know, just... I remember when they came out with the action figures that sweat. Remember those things?
Yeah, I do.
You fill them up with water and they sweat. I had the Triple H one. I'm like, he doesn't look that different in real life.
Yeah, just throw him in the tub while he's like taking a shower with you and shit.
And you can make him sweat. You press the button on the back of him. It was pretty funny. I remember I used to have a giant Raw ring when I was a kid that had the acoustics in it. And, it was a classic black ring with red ropes. Giant Raw's war ring. That was awesome. And
NXT, except they're orange, gold, and red.
And I thought a really good, really cool. Now, I had the first generation of this, where you would put the wrestler on the Titantron, theme of Titantron, and they would play their theme song in the Titantron.
All right. Anything else you want to add, or you
okay,
want to call it?
Check out, anybody that's listening, check out GlickMarkPro.com, and you'll find all our social media stuff there, and check out Crimson's Chronicles at Glickman Markinson Pro, Femme Girls. Check it out. It's blowing up right now. Don't be late to the party. All right. Have a good night. I need to pass the fuck out too.
All right.
DJ out.
I'll talk to you later. Peace out. And this is Miss Smirnoff Live. Y'all enjoy.